Welcome to another edition of Mike McFeely Outdoors on the mighty 790 KFGO on this wonderful Saturday morning. If you like really hardcore fall weather, it looks like it's going to be that kind of weekend of Bison football coming up later today on KFGO. Tough game this week. In fact, if there's a game that NDSU is going to lose, as I said earlier on my show this week, yes, this is it. Southern Illinois is a good football team. They have a great run defense. A little vulnerable in the past, but I came out and said it earlier. I think this is the game that NDSU loses this year. And I think it's going to they're not going to go undefeated. Don't look at me like that, Doug Lear, of the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'll pick them to lose. That's fine.
You can pick them to lose. I'm an NDSU graduate, a NDSU Bison football fan, and I'm a biologist. I'm not a sports broadcaster, a sports journalist, so I can say Bison 66, SIU 0. That's where I go.
And the good thing is that no matter what happens, if they win, nobody remembers, or lose, no. Nobody remembers what you said. But if they win and people hear me pick them to lose, then I get the nasty grams and the phone calls on Monday. Oh, you suck, McFeely. Why don't you go to Grand Forks? Move to Grand Forks.
They don't tell you to move to Moorhead.
No. No, they don't.
They don't tell you to pick dragon games. I think the dragons playing today.
I don't even know. Yeah, they are playing today. Okay. They're getting better. Believe it or not, they're getting better. 5 years. Watch them.
There was room for improvement.
There still is. There's lots of room for improvement. How are you doing this morning?
Not too bad. It's a Saturday, so things are good.
Yes.
I guess I always enjoy Saturdays, regardless of what the weather is doing outside, and especially when you consider that, for all practical purposes, the guys that are wishing to go golf, I mean, the golfing is kind of on the...
It's over.
It's on the edge now. So this is good weather to get outdoors. I mean, this is kind of ducky, goosey type of... Not the best pheasant weather. Not the best, you like to see a beautiful sunshiny day and maybe a light little bit of breeze.
A little drier maybe than the...
lot drier. A lot drier. So it's not... you take what you get. You take what you get.
No, that's no doubt about it. One thing I will say is that the weekends this fall so far have been disappointing for me weather-wise, because I've wanted to get out a couple last times and put the boat in the water and maybe go up to Devil's Lake and fish or go to Big Cormorant. And I just don't have time during the week these days. The sun sets so early after work now and stuff. But boy, the weekends have been tough for doing that. I've been able to get the boat out since late September, mid-September, a weekend.
And I'm a shore fisherman, so if I have a window of like an hour or two, I can run out and I can cast for a while. And even that, it's been really easy. And maybe that's a factor of getting older and wanting to go leaf peeping compared to putting up with some of the weather conditions. But it's been really easy to say, gosh, it hasn't been decent fishing weather. The wind, not just the cold, but the wind that... Last Saturday, the wind was just nutso too.
And the monsoon-like rains. And by the way, the whole age thing with the outdoors, it's really easy to be sitting in front of your fireplace watching the tube, whatever it is, whether it's an outdoors show or a sports game or a cooking show or whatever.
Cooking show.
Oh, yeah, I love watching.
Really?
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives?
Oh, okay.
I love that show. Have a cup of coffee in your hand, look out the window and go, it's not 75 and sunny. I think I'm going to stay inside today.
and I think that there's a lot of folks. It's not just Mike McFeely and Doug Lear. I was thinking about that this week when I scheduled myself to take a couple of days off to go out and do some of that. And when you're 20 years old, 19, 25, whatever it is, you get to a point where I looked at the forecast. I'm like, I've been there and I've done that. And I was talking to one of my buddies that I used to do that with.
Yes.
One of my buddies that I used to do that with. When this was prime duck hunting weather, and we were both just like, now this is make another pot of coffee and talk about, because even if the ducks
are
coming.
Get out the photo album.
Right. No, don't get out the photo.
Remember that.
Yeah, remember that time we were down by Fredonia. But when it's this cold and this rainy and you're out there duck hunting, you actually have to have like a hot, because the cold goes right to the bone. Mm-hmm. And it takes like hours to get that stuff out of your system. Even if you have one of the best duck shoots of your life, even if if you're bagging mallards to beat the band, you get cold, you get wet. It's not fun.
Not so much anymore. Okay. Opening weekend of pheasant season. Doug, it was wet. It was not good. And I think some of the reports that I heard just anecdotally were, I think, what we all expected, that it was, some areas better than others, and maybe the traditional southeast part not nearly as good as it has been.
We wish we would have been wrong. I think that's from a hunter and a biologist and a wildlife manager, from Randy Cryle to Doug Lear and on down the line. A lot of people were hoping that we were going to be wrong. The fact of the matter is, it's not like pheasants are extinct. It's not like every pheasant is gone. There's still pheasants in Cass County, just not to the numbers that they were 5 years ago or 10 years ago. And the preseason expectations were probably about spot on, that the pheasant numbers were going to be significantly down. Maybe in some areas, that a little bit even surprising is how far down maybe they were. They were hoping that with a dog, with the mindset that we're going to have to put more miles on
effort.
Our feet. What's that? More effort?
Effort? What?
Well, let's be honest, because we have been spoiled.
Yes.
We were spoiled to the fact where guys would go to even southwestern North Dakota and expect that by 10 o'clock in the morning, they'd have a 10-man limit.
Mm-hmm.
And in southeastern North Dakota, that they would get a limit if they could shoot straight, if they could hit the target, if they'd flush the pheasants, and it was just a matter if they're going to hit them or if they're going to be able to spend all day to do that. And that didn't happen on the opening weekend, along with the rain and the wet fields and the wind, is that the birds just weren't, well, there's corn, lots of standing corn, still going to be out there this weekend. So there, it's to say it's going to be better this weekend, probably not realistic, Mike.
License numbers, non-resident license numbers, is that affected by the forecast of birds? Is it affected by the weather forecast? How is that?
I think affected? To a degree. I think to a degree, whether it's resident or non-residents, you would expect to see license sales maybe shrink just a little bit. We haven't seen a major drop off from last year to this year. Last year at this time, we sold, like, non-resident about 24,000 licenses. This year, a little over 23,000. That's not a real dramatic. Maybe what you'll see when the statistics are ground out in January after the season is over with, that maybe the license sales will be off a little bit, but I would expect that the number of days that a hunter goes might shrink. Instead of making four trips for 3 days apiece, you might make two trips for a couple of days instead of. Case in point, I had one friend that went out to southwestern North Dakota and had planned on hunting 5 days, but after the wind and the cold and the rain, they ended up hunting 2 days, and the thoughts of going back were, 50-50, where in the past it would be like, we're there and we're there and we're there and we're going to keep on going back. And that might be what you see change more, Mike.
We need to take a pause here on Mike McFeely Outdoors. When we return, I heard early in the week, Doug, about a elk possibly being shot down, south of Lisbon or down in that area. I don't know if that's true or that's false. So we'll play some true or false, and we can kind of wrap things up.
Maybe outdoors trivia.
Yeah, true or false? I think you probably already know the answer, but we'll tease to that in our next segment right here on the Mighty 790 Cave.
It's a good thing. Rain makes corn. Corn makes...